In the interest of education, the KER Public Affairs Department now presents Community Involvement, an in-depth look at our community. And here's your host, Jonathan Roberts.
We're back with Kat Burns from the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory. She's going to continue taking us through the work they do there.
So one of the things I wanted to focus on was the work that we do with citizen scientists in our work. So as I mentioned, we have a small staff. We do a lot of work in collaboration with other research partners, but a huge chunk of the work that we do is conducted by citizen scientists or volunteers. So those are people from out in the community who are interested in learning about the work that we're doing, interested in participating, getting some hands-on experience, and collecting field data that helps us better protect birds in the San Francisco Bay Area. So I thought I would mention three different programs that we do that really involves heavily our citizen scientists, and just let the listeners know that if you're interested in getting involved in any of these or hearing about some of our other opportunities, we would love to give you some more information. So you can always find us at our website, www.sfbbo.org, but you can also join us on Facebook. So we're the San Francisco Bay Bird Observatory, so just type that in Facebook and like it, and you'll get more information about how you can become involved. Or you can give us a call on the phone. It's 408-946-6548. So definitely give us a buzz if any of these opportunities sound interesting to you, or you want to hear about some of the things I didn't have a chance to get into today. So one of the main opportunities for citizen scientists to get involved with us is through the Coyote Creek Field Station. So this is a banding station that I mentioned earlier that we've been operating for over 30 years, and we have been, over that entire period of time, raising mist nets 3 days a week. So these are nets that go up into the forest canopy from the floor that birds fly into. It's very non-invasive. We extract them from the nets. We weigh them. We look at their condition. We record notes on a lot of different characteristics about each bird. And we place a unique band on their leg so that we know which bird we've captured if we happen to capture that bird again. And then we release the bird, and there's no negative impacts to the bird. In some cases, we've caught birds many, many, many times, I think up to 100 times in the case of some individuals. So we have this fantastic long-term 30-year data set that's largely been gathered by citizen scientists, by non-staff people. Of course, they're overseen by an SFBBO staff member, but you know, it's really the crux of this work is being collected by citizen scientists. Who have gone through a rigorous training program that's led by our staff biologists. So that's a fantastic example, I think, of how we have been able to combine outreach, getting the community involved, with science and collecting that scientific information that we can then look to see how are birds responding to climate change. That's one of the papers that we published last year out of our Coyote Creek Field Station work. We're really able to understand some of the impacts that climate change is having on birds over a very long period of time. Our Colonial Water Bird Program is another great way of showing the citizen science involvement in our work and their contributions. And through this program, you can go out into the field. Each volunteer gets assigned a particular location where we know water birds that nest colonially, species like herons and egrets, where we know that they are likely to be breeding. And so over the course of the spring and summer, the breeding season, volunteers get assigned to a particular site, and they're asked to go back over the course of the season 6 or 8 times and report back to us on the numbers of birds, the species of birds, behavior, if there were any negative impacts, disturbances, to help us understand, again, this is a 30-year data set, this colonial water bird data, to help us understand how these communities are changing over time and why they're changing, if they are. Are there habitat loss issues in the area? Is it a response to climate change? Are there positive responses because of particular types of management around in the landscape around them?
Community Involvement is a presentation of the KEAR Public Affairs Department. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KEAR, its management, or staff.